Fashion Consort News Bites is a unique, short-form podcast that features insights and perspectives on breaking news and current issues, all focused on the multifaceted business that is fashion. News Bites is produced by Fashion Consort and distributed in partnership with Fashion United, your trusted global network for fashion news, business intelligence, and jobs. Visit fashionunited.com for more information. And now, your host, Joshua Williams.
In this episode, Social Justice Strategies for Fashion Brands, we explore how companies can actively approach issues of social justice for the benefit of employees and customers. If the events at the U.S. Capitol early this year are any indication of what's to come, 2021 is surely going to be a year about deep reflection and change. Over the past year, it's become clear that shared ideals that create unity in society are delicate, that racial, ethnic, and gender disparities are front and center in the U.S., China, and Europe. And fashion brands are being required more and more to take a public stand in addressing issues of social justice. Sabrina Lynch, Senior Vice President of Culture and Marketing Communications at Taylor Strategy, and a TEDx speaker, offers companies three clear strategies to mitigate and correct issues of social justice internally. First, she says,
to understand social issues, you really need to appreciate the tapestry of culture and complex of issues facing so many communities. And you'll never be in a position to do so when you've consciously or unconsciously sometimes recruited talent who only offer one singular perspective.
She emphasizes,
if you are already a statistical problem when customers can't see themselves in the employees, then you've got bigger issues you need to address before you even start addressing external issues. So fix your home before you start fixing the world.
Secondly, she stresses that companies must plan for long-term builds on social initiations, whether it's educational programs, allegiances, employee resource groups, or shaping policies.
You are entering the business of resolve and conflict resolution, and that is a 24/7 commitment. It is not an anchor for a campaign that has an expiration date based on a quarterly projection or the messaging that you want to communicate. A band-aid doesn't mend a broken leg, and it's the same with a knee-jerk strategy.
Thirdly, Sabrina points out that there are multiple injustices that take place in the world. So in a complex industry like fashion, it's especially important for companies to take a considered approach to the issues they wish to support. After all, she says,
you can't be a jack of all trades, but a master of none.
Beyond dealing with these issues internally, companies are also beholden to their customers. Sabrina stresses,
when it's all said and done, customers will review what your leadership brought to the table and the legitimate reasons behind your involvement. Heartfelt, proactive activism goes a long way.
Additionally, customers demand value alignment, but also a constant flow of new products at low prices. It can be difficult then for fashion brands to ameliorate these two competing forces and do it authentically, not simply as a marketing ploy.
Overall, consumers are still being very reserved with their spending. They are seeking comfort in investment products, but that's not reflective of the price. Usually when you say investment product, it's indicating there's a hefty price tag to pay out, but COVID has completely switched up the game.
And Sabrina underlines that quality continues to win over quantity in the decision-making process.
You're seeing more consumers embrace a minimalized lifestyle based on their most essential needs and comfort.
So, how can international fashion brands authentically speak to social justice when relationships and histories to these issues can be quite different from one region to another? Or when their modus operandi has traditionally been to avoid social or political issues altogether?
Let your guard down and listen. When you come to a conversation that's addressing volatile issues, religious genocide, brutality against Black people, legal oppression of LGBTQIA communities, you cannot be defensive. The conversation isn't about you. The conversation is about what more you should be doing.
Sabrina also recommends that companies create support groups.
How can you manifest commitment to ongoing education to not just your company, but to a customer base who you reach, but may not understand or empathize with these issues that you're looking to support?
Dealing with issues of social justice can be daunting for any company, as it requires constant attention and a long-term commitment. Sabrina suggests that companies start first with a focus that aligns closely with the company's mission and values. And she recommends that companies find support.
Seeking counsel from experts to make a checklist of actions that customers and your staff want to implement straight away helps create a roadmap on what you wish to accomplish.
Thank you for listening to this episode of News Bites in partnership with Fashion United, produced by Fashion Consort and hosted by Joshua Williams. Visit fcnewsbites.com for more information. And if you'd like to share a story or participate in News Bites, please use the contact link provided or reach out on Instagram at Fashion Consort Agency. Thank you to our guests, to Phil, aka Corinne, for their voiceover work, and Spencer Powell for our theme music.